This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. It's the Monday edition, and it is hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. freetalklive.com. So before we went away, the last bit of the hour, first hour, I said, dial 911 and die. And I was actually alluding to an email that you have, Mark, about one of our listeners who apparently recently dialed 911 and almost had some trouble, I guess. What happened?
He certainly had some trouble. This is from Jet. Hi, guys. I was just about got shot by my protectors for misdialing 911.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, I was trying to program one of my phone's speed buttons. I messed up the sequence, and when I hit the button, thinking it was that I was setting the program, I dialed 911. Mm. I'm guessing that 911 was the default for that button. Wasn't labeled police, if you're wondering. So, a minute later, I got a call from the local police asking if everything was okay. I told them what happened, apologized, and they said, okay, and we both hung up.
That's great. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. I mean, the reason why they do that is if you dial 911 and hang up the phone, they think there's a possibility that, I don't know, there's an intruder in your house, and
whatever the reason,
you had to hang up the phone, so they want to call back to check to make sure that you're okay, that that was indeed an accident. And that I appreciate. That I totally understand. So what happened next?
Well, he says, I gave up on the phone thing and went upstairs to read a magazine. He's got read a magazine in quotations. I'm going to guess that means he was using the bathroom.
Okay.
People read magazines in the potty, right?
Okay.
As I was overlooking my kingdom, I heard a faint knock on my front door. The knock got louder and continued for a while. Since I wasn't in any condition to just hop up and see who's there, since I wasn't expecting anyone, the knocking ceased and I continued my reading. The phone rang, and a lady began to tell me that there was an officer at my door, and she needed to speak to me about the 911 call. I asked the lady if she had understood what happened, and she said yes, but that I should go talk to the officer, too. I explained that I was in the middle of a magazine, and she said that she would tell him it might be a few minutes.
Okay.
I closed the magazine, went downstairs, and asked who was there. The officers, too, identified themselves as Nazi henchmen. Just kidding.
Wait, did you add that, or did he write that in? That's cute.
That was him. I certainly wouldn't say such a thing. And I opened the door, stepped outside, closed the door behind me, and asked, how may I help them?
Hmm.
They reminded me that I had called 911, and they needed to go inside and see if everyone was okay. Of course.
Oh, really?
I followed protocol and told them that I knew they were just trying to do their job, everything was under control, and that I did not consent to a search.
That's good.
That's when one of the officers told me, it's not an option. By law, they have to go in and check.
Oh, my.
Hmm. I assured them that everything was okay, that I had dialed 911 by mistake, and that I appreciated them coming out, but that everything was under control and that they were free to leave. That's when the other guy said, here's how it is. If you don't let us in, we'll take you to jail.
Great.
For obstruction. I said he didn't understand that to be good, but that I would open the door if he understood that I didn't consent to a search. He said, open the door.
Wow.
Here's my posse.
Such service.
Yeah. Anyway, I opened the door. I went inside. I started to walk in with them as well, but the other guy told me I couldn't go back in while the officer was looking around.
What?
What? Was I under arrest? So I just left the door open. So I waited outside my own house.
Oh, no.
While some stranger in a press suit and shiny badge freely schlepped around to every room looking inside. Of course, the other officer tried to strike up a little chit-chat.
So, how's the weather today? How about them Red Sox?
But I reminded him that I didn't believe that he had the authority to be in my home without my consent or without a warrant or without probable cause that a crime was being committed on the property. He told me that there was a lot of case law that allowed it. No real law, just case law. Mm. Lawyers in black dresses said that it was okay. Bottom line, yep. These mugs were prepared to kill me because I respectfully refused to let them search my home.
Wow.
Another fine example of being ready to kill me in order to protect me. I just wonder how many bullets I would have had to eaten in order to respectfully have told them, as their superior, all clear, stand down, go back to patrol. Guys,
amazing.
This is Northern Idaho. After this story, I dare...
Idaho?
That's what he said.
It sounds like Los Angeles.
I dare anyone to tell me that they are not fully living in a police state. If it were a movie, there would have been...
I can't tell him that, because you are living in a police state.
If it had been a movie, there would have been a dozen red laser dots lighting up my porch tonight. Maybe someday, tonight, I choose not to die. I hadn't said goodbye to my kids from Jet.
That's a sad story, man.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I was going to ask, where is this taking place? And northern Idaho isn't exactly the most populous of regions. It seems to me that the more populated the area, the more out of control the police are. But that's just nuts. I mean, you misdial 911, and that gives the police all the excuse they need to search your house?
I guess.
That's ludicrous. They could just make that claim any old time they wanted to. They could come by and claim, somebody dialed 911 from this house, that means we have to search it. Let me see your phone records.
It kind of seems like probable cause, though. I mean, I was thinking about it as I was reading it, and I guess someone, either for real or by mistake, claimed there was an emergency in the house.
Okay.
By dialing 911.
That's not a claim of an emergency.
Sort of.
No, it's not. It's a claim of emergency when you say, 911, hello, I have an emergency. There's someone breaking into my house. There's someone threatening my life. Someone just had a heart attack. Those are claims of emergency. Just hitting a few buttons on the phone does not amount to a claim of anything.
Understood.
I don't know about you, but I mean, there's plenty of people with kids in their homes. And there's a good chance that your kid's going to pick up the phone and I saw a video today. It said dial 911. I'm going to try it now. 911. And then the cops show up an hour and a half later saying that they get to search your house. You haven't had a chance to put away your bong yet. And then you get arrested. I mean, you don't think they're going to let that slide, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Amazing. If you've had any sort of an encounter like this, I want to hear it from you at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And if you can defend the police in this case, because personally, I think it's absolutely reprehensible. I mean, they could have very easily have verified that this guy was the head of household, that he wasn't some criminal answering the door or something like that, and had the family tied up in the back room. I mean, I suppose that might have been what the cops were thinking.
Sounds like it.
There was something going on, and he was being less than honest.
How would he was the head of household?
And they could have asked him some questions. I don't know. Who are you? Okay, is this house registered in your name? Yes. I just think it's ludicrous what they did, and it's outrageous. Especially when it
doesn't sound like he's consenting to a search.
No.
True, but at the same time, it seems like there might be some probable cause. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would like to make it so my phone lines can't dial 911. That'd be nice. I mean, because
I don't think that's an option.
Because I accidentally dialed 911, and I'd actually gotten this email. It's a fairly recent email. I got it before we left for New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I accidentally had dialed 911 because I was trying to dial 921, but I slipped and hit 911. I mean, I hung up quick. I hung up as soon as I dialed that last one, as soon as I realized what I had done. That was enough. I mean, the call had apparently connected through.
Wow.
And a couple minutes later, they called back. I said, everything's fine, no problem, just a misdial. And I was very, very pleased that the cops didn't show up at my house at that point. I didn't want them coming through my house and poking through my stuff. No thanks.
Same here.
And I don't want them using this as an excuse in the future. All they would have to do is say that they had a 911 call from your residence. Even if you had no knowledge of it, isn't that enough of a claim for them? Well, somebody, sir, it's not a factor that you didn't know about the 911 call. The fact is, somebody called 911 from this residence, and that means we get to search it. No thanks.
They can just say that.
800-259-9231. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, you guys need to read How to Be Invisible by J.J. Luna. He goes into all the details on how to avoid getting 911 at your house.
Really?
Yeah. How to Be Invisible, J.J. Luna.
Can you give us a quick tip? Because not everyone's going to have time to read that.
Well, for one thing, don't have a landline is one option. Use a cell phone. Prepaid cell phone, and take your incoming calls on a pager and make your outgoing calls on a prepaid cell phone. Then no one has any idea where you live from your cell phone that way.
Hmm. Interesting point.
I guess not.
So what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I wanted to tell you about another little silent demonstration I did today over at the IRS offices in Nashua.
We actually heard something about it. John from New Hampshire called in earlier saying that you got in to a close call with some of the police up there. And I want you to hang on because I want to get all the details in the story, and we certainly don't have time to get them out here at the moment. So hold on, Dave. We're going to come back. 800-259-9231. Another silent sentinel protest from Dave, our man in New Hampshire. We'll find out what happened as to why the police were apparently involved in this one when he wasn't actually at a police station this time. He was protesting at the IRS building, as I understand it. We'll find out it all. And your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow, I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I mentioned before that everything on the site is totally free, and it's still totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. In fact, over the weekend, we released the August torrent. So what we do is, after an entire month has passed, we take all of those archives from that month and throw them into a torrent, what they call a torrent, which means that you get them all at once. When you download it, you just download the entire month of August. And it's right there on our website for free, just like the entire last year's worth of the show is for free. at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org to the Free State. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So you were doing another silent protest today, Dave, which you've sort of become semi-famous for at this point. But up until this point, you'd only been really doing them in police buildings, I suppose. Where were you today?
Yeah, the IRS office in Nashua.
What precipitated this change in strategy? Why the IRS office and why today?
Well, I just didn't mean to get around to it and had, but I just wanted them to have some sense that this is spreading. You know, the thing that Russell started is not just ending, it's more like spreading. And I want them to feel a little uncomfortable morally, not physically.
Why should they be uncomfortable morally? Why? Can you explain that case?
Well, because it's not right to work for the IRS. That's the question I want to ask them, the same question Russell was asking them. Shouldn't they quit their jobs?
Why is it not? Do explain for those new to this concept, why is it not right to work for the IRS? They're getting a paycheck. What's wrong with that?
The IRS funds torture. It funds seizure of weapons from law-abiding persons. It funds waste. It funds God knows how many different unconstitutional programs.
Plus, it might just be wrong to take money from people at gunpoint. That might be a factor as well. But, yes, excellent points. So you went to the IRS office, and what transpired today, sir?
Well, I went to the front door and just walked in with my sign. And
what sign? Wait, what did the sign say?
Sign says, is it right to work for the IRS?
Got it.
So I just stood there in front of the accounting windows. You know, there were two people in there. And the first lady just kind of snickered at me. And then the man on the other side got very stern looking, and he kind of sighed, you know, and so I just stood there for maybe 10 minutes, and nothing really happened. And then the man goes, "All right, are you going to call the police, or am I going to call the police?" Talking to the lady, and she goes, "Well, I'm not going to call the police. He's just standing there. He just has a sign with a question on. He's not bothering me." And the man goes, "Well, he's annoying me." And of course, I'm not saying anything. I'm just smiling at them. And
sure.
The man goes, "You're not allowed to solicit in a federal building." So I walked up to his window and I handed him my little flyer, you know, that said, "Is it right to work for the Internal Robbery Squadron?"
Mm-hmm.
And,
doesn't soliciting mean sales? Doesn't soliciting mean trying to get sales?
You're trying to get somebody to buy something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think you were selling a product, but go ahead.
So anyway, but he opens it up and reads it. And then he sees the NHfree.com on it and he goes, "Oh, it's you guys."
He already knew about
us. He's never done anything at his office before. He knew all about us.
Interesting.
Word's getting around.
So I step back to my little spot, you know, out there where they can both see me real well. And pretty soon, doors start opening and people start coming out, walking by, looking at me. And I just aimed the sign at them as they would go by, you know, people that work there. And every person that came out, you know, looked a little bit angrier than the one before. And so after I was there for maybe 25 minutes, finally some lady comes out and says, "I'd like you to leave." So I handed her a flyer, and then I started backing up very slowly. And then, of course, she really got mad. She's like, "Leave!" And then they brought that. Then this big, you know, big guy came out and kind of, you know, and I just, you know, kept walking backwards real slowly. As I got to the door, this is the punchline. I can't believe this happened. As I got to the door opens. Nobody knows I'm there, right? I just did this on my own. And there's another Free Stater standing there coming to give them grief in a totally different manner. He has some kind of crazy questions for them or something like that.
Wow.
And
this was totally coincidental. This didn't have anything to do with...
Absolutely.
Because at some point today there was an action alert sent out notifying people that essentially that you were possibly in danger of being arrested. That didn't have his arrival didn't have anything to do with that?
Correct. This was before the alert went out.
Got it.
He's just this guy that likes to ask complicated questions of the IRS and do it. You know, he's like one of those tax protester types.
Got it.
So it's a completely different kind of thing that he does, but he just happened to show up with some kind of questions for them or whatnot. So I waved to him, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't talking, so I kept on backing him. But then they wanted me to keep going out the door even though he was standing there. So they like they wanted me to get in his way or something like that.
Well, sure.
I had to point at him, you know. I mean, I couldn't go out the door while someone was trying to come in. So he came in eventually, and I kept slowly going.
So you slowly moved out into the hallway at this point.
Exactly. And So when I'm in the hallway.
When she said leave, she wasn't really clear as to where she was talking about you leaving, the office or the whole building
or this an IRS,
the planet.
Wait, now, was this an IRS building or just an IRS office in a federal building?
It's an IRS office in a private building.
Oh. So at that point, you were in a private hallway at that point.
Right. So when she told me to leave the IRS, she said, I would like you to leave. That's exactly what she said. But after that, I don't remember exactly what she said. But the context of it, the general sense I got was I was supposed to get outside the IRS office. So I got outside their door. It said IRS on it. Mm-hmm. I'm in the hallway. It says IRS over that way. So I didn't have any instructions to leave that hallway.
Right.
So I just stood there.
And you would likely have to be instructed at that point by the building management or someone who's in charge of the building.
I guess. And the lady who came to tell me to leave didn't come from the building management area. She came from inside the IRS office.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any instructions to leave the building.
Sure, even she might not
have been the building manager.
If there's other agency, if there's other private businesses in that building, she doesn't know if you don't have business anywhere else. You could have been stopping off for a quick protest while you were waiting for a meeting with someone else in another office there.
Exactly. So
what happened next?
Stand there in the hallway, and I didn't really know what to do. I didn't think I was doing all that much good in the hallway. I thought, well, maybe I won't stay here too long, but I'll stay here just a little while.
Sure.
But then, of course, the longer I'm there, you know, the more starts happening. People start coming out of the room. They start looking at me. They start walking past me. You know, and I'm just aiming the sign at them. I always nod. I always smile. You know, I always try to be pleasant, in demeanor. Then they started coming out and looking out the window and tapping their finger on the window and, you know, looking down to see if there was anyone driving up. And so I started getting the picture, oh, they must have called the police. So now I can, if you want, I can tell you the whole rest of the story tonight or I can finish it tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a tease. Let's wait till you want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we should tease.
We'll do it tomorrow then. So there's more to the story. The cops are on their way and Dave is going to call back tomorrow night. With the rest of the story. Thanks for it, man. We certainly appreciate it and glad to, hopefully you didn't get arrested. I don't think you did, so we'll see what the rest of it entails. Thanks, Dave. 800-259-9231.
He's calling in, so chances are good he didn't get arrested.
Wow. I mean, I love it. I love the reactions. I mean, he's essentially giving the IRS guy something to do, right? I mean, this is, they don't normally do anything all day. They sit around and they push their pencils and fill out their forms. But, man, this is exciting for them. This gives them something to bring home to the family at night and talk about.
Yeah.
They should really appreciate him. They should give him an award for giving them something to actually do at work. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, World War II. We got an emailer with a few questions about what would have happened if we were around, and I guess in World War II times. We'll explore this idea. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told, go to www.gvano.com. That's www.gvano.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens and dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to the Shrine of Female Listeners. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. To the email box we go. From Brett, he says, I was wondering what your and Mark's opinion on these nut job conservatives who seem hell-bent on comparing this war in Iraq to World War II. I read a lot of political blogs written by people of different political persuasions, ranging from conservative to liberal to libertarian to federalist to green to socialist to middle of the road. A lot of the conservatives seem to love to say, what if the anti-war left were around in World War II? Not to say that we're part of the left here on Free Talk Live, but I think that we're pretty firmly anti-Iraq war.
We are.
And so he says, or, quote, what if today's New York Times were around during World War II? I frankly am tired of these people who don't come out and say it, but believe that since we're in a pseudo-state of war, that we should just all get behind the president and not question anything he does. Well, maybe he hasn't seen enough people, but I've seen seen enough of their writings, but I've certainly heard them say things like that. It's time of war, boy. You get behind your leaders in the time of war. Well, first off, George Bush isn't my leader, and secondly, I don't get behind anything without questioning it severely first. So the question, of course, the first question is, what if the anti-war left were around during World War II? Were there any? I mean, I wasn't around back then, so I can't really comment, and I've not done a lot of research.
There must have been
an anti-war contingent.
Oh, I read General Smedley Butler.
War is a Racket.
War is a Racket, and he's a two-time Medal of Honor winner, by the way. Probably not a, your classic liberal. But he wanted to stay the heck out of World War I and preached against it, and then obviously didn't want to get involved in World War II. And so there were plenty of isolationists. I don't know specifically if there were very many liberals in the modern sense out there that didn't want to get involved for those reasons.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, let's say these guys are right, and let's say there was no anti-war so-called left during the World War II times. I mean, there may have been, but let's say there's not. Even if there was, I guess it probably would have gone similarly as it did. I mean, they had a nice little manufactured crisis, basically, that they could use Pearl Harbor to play off of and essentially galvanize the American people towards war. I mean, it's not hard to do. They've done it over and over again. So I think just like today, I think the anti-war left would have been a minor factor. They certainly would not have been able to stem the tide rolling towards war.
They don't seem to have stemmed the tide towards any war.
No.
I mean, perhaps they got us out after 11 years out of Vietnam, but...
And what they had back in World War II times was so much more dramatic and so much more frightening than what we had. I mean, the excuse for the Iraq War was that somehow Iraq was tied into Al-Qaeda, which we now know is totally false, but that was their excuse to go into war with Iraq.
They had weapons of mass destruction, which we've proven at this point, we don't go after countries with weapons of mass destruction. We have not rolled across the border of
North Korea.
And you know, the other thing is Hitler had attacked other countries. I'm not saying that we should have got involved in World War II. I don't believe we should have. But
you're just a pacifist.
At the same time, he had already attacked other places. Saddam Hussein hadn't done any of that.
Nope.
I mean, he did attack Iran, but we were funding him to do that.
And he attacked Kuwait, but we told him that he could.
That's true.
Back in the day.
And he had been basically docile for, what, 11 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I just don't see the threat.
So, I mean, what I was saying, though, is that if you compare the Iraq War and how we got into that to World War II, I mean, there is so much more dramatics in World War II. So it was so much more of a emotional situation. I don't think that if there was an anti-war contingent, they would have had any effect. Anyway, going on, he says, one has even told me outright that he thinks anti-war equals anti-America. I asked him to explain why, and all he had to say was, just go to any anti-war rallies and you'll get a distinct vibe of anti-Americanism. I asked him to elaborate and give me examples, and he never did. And I've been to anti-war rallies. And I understand that there are a bunch of socialists there. I understand there's probably more than a few communists hanging out at these things. But I didn't really necessarily get an anti-American sentiment. I just got a sentiment of a bunch of Americans rallying for what they want America to be.
Right. I think that what the conservatives consider patriotism is probably different than what people on the left consider patriotism. I consider myself to be a patriot, but I don't support this war. And honestly, other than supporting the troops as individuals, I want them to individually be safe and individually be home. I don't support our troops.
As a group?
No. I mean, because supporting the troops means supporting the war, in my mind.
I agree. He says, I'm sick of these people that first off equate everyone who's against the war in Iraq as moonbat anti-war leftists who can't stomach war. They think we would have negotiated with Hitler and think that no one should have because he represented the most evil of men. Quote, we had to go to war with Saddam. He could have given nukes to terrorists. I'm interested, and I'm sure you agree with me, what your feelings are on these people that refuse to acknowledge what is wrong with their own party.
Well, clearly he couldn't have given nukes to terrorists because he didn't have any, and he's proven that. So no nukes to any terrorists. Secondly, Hitler, in all likelihood, would have beaten Europe. As to whether or not they would have gotten into England, I don't know. But I do know that holding more land is difficult. It's not like Germany was recruiting the French and the Spanish into their fight. Those people had no intention of fighting for them.
Yeah, once he defeated Europe, then what? What's the next step?
Russia? Do you think you're going to occupy Russia with
German
troops?
He was about to be crushed by Russia.
Absolutely. And he split his front. Suppose he would have even not gone after Russia until much later.
Mm-hmm.
He still couldn't have occupied Russia.
No way.
You can't. I mean, not with German troops, and that's what he was doing.
So,
and to think that he would have come to America? Ridiculous.
In regards to...
In what kind of boats?
Right. In regards to negotiating with Hitler, I don't think we needed to be in that either. If we hadn't have been in the alliances, first of all, if we hadn't been in the alliances, we never would have gotten involved in World War I, most likely, in the first place.
True.
To be argued that if we didn't get involved in World War I, Hitler never would have rose to power, and we wouldn't have had a World War II, but that's beyond the point. They did happen, And as World War II was happening, we still could have stayed out of it. Just simply told them to go F off. Look, we're going to defend ourselves. If you want to come attack us, we're going to defend our areas. But to invade another country, to go in and attack another country, I don't think is something we should
have done. Now, that's just looking at the European theater in World War II. There was also a Pacific theater, which was really the reason that we got in, quite honestly. And, you know, they say it was because they attacked Pearl Harbor that we got involved, and that was the reason. That was the reason for getting involved in World War II. But, you know, they wouldn't have been attacking Pearl Harbor if we weren't going after all those little islands in the Pacific. If we weren't trying to control islands in the Pacific, the Philippines, for instance, Guam, you know, these kind of places, then I don't think Japan would have had a problem. Japan was certainly rolling over those islands, intended to control all those islands, and sorry, I don't know what to say about it. I don't like the idea that Japan was going to conquer those people and control those people, but they were. And we were in the Philippines. I guess we got them from Spain in around 1900 or something like that. That was our first sort of
acquisition.
Step into the empire arena. And obviously Japan didn't like that.
Obviously not. So if you've got a comment here, 800-259-9231, it's hard to say that the attack on Pearl Harbor, if that actually justifies us turning around and invading their country as well. I don't know about that. That's something that could be debated, I think.
Well, for one thing, we could have stopped the attack in Pearl Harbor. We had the Enigma code. We knew that they were coming, and Roosevelt let all those men die.
Now, this is not something I'm positive on, but isn't it the case that he actually ordered the boats to kind of get closer together? Had one of his generals order the boats closer together?
I think it would be an admiral.
Admirals? Therefore, it'd be easier targets or something like that. But you're suggesting we could have defended, but just decided not to, huh?
Right. He wanted to have some big reason to get into World War II, and there it was.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves, just like many presidents have known in advance that if they get us into a war, then they're a wartime president, and they go down in history, and they're remembered. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself.
Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. freetalklive.com is the place to be. Everything on this site totally free. By the way, you can go shopping with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, over 30 different categories of products, everything from the brand new Amazon grocery to the classic stuff that you're used to Amazon for, DVDs and books and all of the other things that maybe you didn't know they had, like office supplies, accessories, apparel. I mean, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through our site, we'll get a percentage of your sale, and the prices don't go up to make room for the percentage or anything.
You can check on it. You can go to regular Amazon.com, and you can check the prices. They don't change. We just get a little bit for advertising.
We wouldn't lie to you about that anyway. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. All right, so, Mark, you've got something about pets. Saudi Arabia and pets.
I do. It's a strange little article that I can't let go of. I really like this one. From the Associated Press. Saudi Arabia's religious police, normally tasked with chiding women to cover themselves and ensuring men attend mosque prayers, are turning to a new target, cats and dogs. The police have issued a decree, and this is the police it says, have issued a decree banning the sale of pets, seen as a sign of Western influence. The prohibition on dogs may be less of a surprise, since conservative Muslims despise dogs as unclean. But the cat ban befuddled many, since Islamic tradition holds that the Prophet Muhammad loved cats and even let a cat drink from his ablutions water before washing himself for prayers. I think that they wash their hands and feet and stuff like that in religious, in Muslim prayers. I'm not sure about all that. The religious police, known as the Matwa.
Well, if you're going to pray to God, your hands better be clean. That makes sense.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, God created dirt, right? Matwa have the role of enforcing Saudi Arabia's strict Islamic code. Its members prowl streets and malls, ensuring unmarried men and women do not mix.
Oh, my.
Confronting women when they feel they are not properly covered or urging men to go to prayers.
But what a job.
Yeah, it's great. But the government also gives the Matwa wide leeway to enforce any rules they deem necessary to uphold the social order. The decree, which applies to the Red Sea port of Jediah and the holy city of Mecca, bans the sale of cats and dogs because some youths have been buying them and parading them in public. According to a memo from the Municipal Affairs Ministry and Jediah's city government, the memo obtained by the Associated Press urges city authorities to help enforce the ban.
Are you allowed to eat dogs over there?
I wouldn't think so, no. Not if it's unclean, you certainly couldn't.
Okay.
Pet owning is not common in the Arab world, though dogs are kept for hunting and guarding. In large cities around the Middle East, stray dogs often wander the streets and are considered pests. And many countries I've gone to, stray dogs do wander the streets and are pests. Street cats are also, and so are cats. Street cats are also plentiful, and people will often feed them or play with them. But it isn't a widespread custom to keep one in the home, and many cannot afford it. However, in the past decades, owning dogs or cats has become a fashion statement among Saudis. Showing off a Doberman, pit bull, or fancy breed of feline has become a status symbol.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's done in America, too.
Of course.
Yeah, so it does. It certainly is a Western influence sort of thing. Conservatives, but as people get more wealthy, they're going to want to have more things. And one of those things is going to be pets. Conservatives decry the trend as a Western influence, just like the fast foods, shorts, jeans, and pop music that have become more common in the kingdom. Well, why don't they get rid of McDonald's then?
Got to start somewhere, man.
Okay. Which is ruled by the puritanical...
And McDonald's is paying them off. The cats and dogs can't do that.
No, they can't. The puritanical Wahhabi interpretation of Islam, they said it. They say it should be fought because it's threatening the fabric of Gulf nations. One bad habit spreading among our youths is the acquisition of dogs and showing them off in the streets and malls, wrote Althea Al-Jahani, a letter to the Al-Mandi newspaper. There's no doubt that such a matter makes one shudder. Apparently, Mr. Al-Jahani is a bit of a thespian. Okay, then what's the point of dragging a dog behind you, he added. This is a blind emulation of the infidels. The decree has not been enforced yet, according to several pet shop owners and veterinary clinics in Jediah. It applies only to selling dogs and cats, and there's no sign the matwa would confiscate pets. The decree did not say whether the religious police would try to stop people from appearing in public with a dog or cat, or whether owners would be allowed to sell puppies or kittens born to their pets.
Wow, this is really important issue. I mean, boy, thank goodness they're spending all this time and money focusing on dogs and cats.
Well, I don't get the impression that they're spending too much money on it. It's just weird. Why would they do this?
It's some sort of religious thing, man. Yeah. You know how those guys can be. They just get all kinds of silly rules.
Hate, you know.
This is what happens when you let a religion get in control of government. You get all kinds of crazy stuff like this. I mean, as though government wasn't crazy and dangerous as it is, this is even worse.
Well, this only serves to bolster the point of the folks that believe that the Middle Easterners are wanting to blow us up because of Coca-Cola and Britney Spears, things like this. But really, the reason they're so upset about Western influence is because the Westerners are controlling their whole region, and they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they don't want the Western customs adopted.
Yeah, I don't know if just because you don't want to they don't want to see dogs and cats, they think they're unclean, or dogs specifically, they think are unclean, they don't want them to be around. If you see them, then that means that they're tainting your vision at that point. So I don't know that that necessarily translates to, I want to kill everyone that has a dog in the world, because they're not punishing their own people with death for engaging in such Western behaviors. I mean, if they were truly serious about exterminating the West, then they'd start by exterminating their own people who dare dabble in such Western affairs.
Quite possibly. The ban distressed cat and dog lovers. Some have wondered why the religious police are focusing on this issue when the country has far more important challenges, such as terrorism and unemployment. I was shocked when I heard about it, said Fahad Al-Matariari, who was, I swear, there's several R's and I's here, who owns 35 cats. Fahad needs a hobby.
Yeah, that is his hobby.
Something. 35 cats. What was even more shocking was to hear that the ban came from an authority that has nothing to do with such an issue. I would understand if it came from the health ministry or anybody charged with ensuring pets coming from outside do not carry diseases, added the 23-year-old flower shop owner. No other Arab country restricts pet ownership, but in Iran, ruled by the Shiite clerics...
Isn't Saudi Arabia one of the United States government's friends countries?
Well, I mean, you know, yes, but the people of Saudi Arabia aren't necessarily.
I see.
Let's see. But in Iran, which ruled by Shiite clerics, religious police sometimes harass people seen outside with their dogs. Last year, Iranian police told people not to bring their dogs out in public, but the order was never backed up by law and dog owners widely ignored it. The inclusion of cats in the Saudi ban puzzled many, since there's no scorn for them as there is for the dogs in the Islamic tradition. One of the prophet's closest companions was given the name Abu Harari, a Arabic for the father of the kitten, because he always carried a kitten and took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
A number of hadiths, traditional stories about the prophet, showed Muhammad encouraging people to treat cats well. Once he let a cat drink from the water he was going to use for his ablutions before his prayers. Another time, Muhammad said a woman who kept a cat locked up without feeding it would go to hell. Dogs considered dirty and dangerous are less lucky.
Yeah, you cannot feed them. That's okay.
That's bad. According to one hadith, Muhammad said a Muslim loses credit for one good deed each day he keeps a dog, and even said dogs should be killed unless used for hunting or protection. Still, so strange.
Why don't we invade Saudi Arabia over this? I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, if we're going to invade over invisible weapons of mass destruction and other excuses that have turned out to be false, I mean, at least we know this is true. They really are prosecuting dog and cat owners there.
You know,
I say invade.
Apparently, they're going to do terrible things to dogs and cats. We need to stop this. Still, in another instance, he said to a prostitute who carried water in her slipper to a thirsty dog would go to heaven. Her sins were forgiven because of her kindness.
To a dog?
To a dog, yes.
Hmm.
All these things considered, it's obviously not against our religion or our tradition to have dogs and cats as pets, said a columnist in the Arab News. Since I sincerely hope authorities will leave the cats and dogs alone and concentrate on what should be their real business.
Whatever that is. Extorting money from people. Come on. Keep it simple. Just take our money. Don't take our dogs. Don't take our cats. I mean, can you imagine living in a society like this where, I don't know if everyone has their marriage arranged in this arena, but it's certainly something that's frequent over there in the Middle East, that the guy, the 23-year-old with the 30 cats,
yeah.
he probably, I mean, if you have a choice between an arranged marriage with somebody that you just hate and living life with 30 cats, I don't know, man, I'll take the cats.
I don't know. The 30 cats is a lot of cats.
But versus an arranged marriage with a woman that's just going to make your life a living hell?
Build a bigger house and wall her off. Mm. Give her her own entrance. Al-Matari said his friend, this is the gentleman with 30 cats, said his friends and relatives cannot understand his passion for cats, which costs him $1,000 a month to feed and care for.
That's a lot of money.
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't cost
maybe one thirtieth
of $1,000 to feed Senior Grouchy.
Maybe it's 1,000 rupees or something.
Perhaps. I'll tell them it's not a Western innovation, he said. Our religion says we should take care of animals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure cats and dogs didn't come from the United States.
No.
That much I'm pretty sure of. 800-259-9231. I don't know a lot of things, but that one I'm confident. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, sex offenders. A question about them. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.